Workers riot at a Foxconn factory in China.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The company that makes Apple's iPhones and iPads in China has shut down one of its factories following a riot by workers. Thousands of people were involved in a fight at a Foxconn factory in northern China last night, and the factory is expected to stay closed until tomorrow. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so Rob, what do we know so far about this riot at this Foxconn factory?
Well, first, this factory is in the city of Taiyuan, which is in northern China, and Foxconn hires 79,000 workers at this plant. Apparently, it was a worker dispute between two groups of people who come from two different business groups, and the business group is defined by what products they make for a certain company. So basically, two different companies' workers were fighting over something. I spoke to a spokesman for Foxconn, Louis Wu. He said he's not sure why they were fighting, but right now the police are investigating the reasons for this. Now, but apparently this fight started as a fist fight between a couple of workers, and then it quickly escalated. Then in the end, up to 2,000 people were involved, including onlookers. We're not sure how many were arrested, but we know that 40 people were injured, 40 people sent to the hospital. One person was stabbed, so it was a serious injury.
Okay. And, you know, Rob, if something like this happened at a factory here in the U.S., 2,000 people, as you say, involved in a big fight, there would be questions, there would be investigations,
yes,
all kinds of things. What's going to be the reaction in China with a Chinese factory?
Well, you know, I think if Foxconn were a Chinese company, the Chinese would definitely sweep this under the rug, and it'd be a good bet we wouldn't even know about this and wouldn't be talking about it now. But Foxconn is run by the Honghai Group. It's a Taiwanese company, a factory run by foreigners. So all bets are off when it comes to foreign-owned factories. And not only are police going to be directly involved in investigating this, but you're going to see the results of the investigation in the state press, because they're not only allowed to report on things like this when it comes to a foreign-owned factory, but they're usually encouraged to do reporting on it. So we'll be hearing a lot more, I think, in the days to come.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, here in this country, it'll now cost you an average of $4 to withdraw money from an ATM that is not associated with your bank. That's according to a survey out this morning from Bankrate.com, which also says free checking accounts are becoming harder to find. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Banks keep charging more and more, in large part to make up for tighter regulations on overdraft fees. But the irony is, before the rule change, an FDIC study found just 14% of account holders were responsible for nearly all overdrafts. Now, Bankrate's Greg McBride says most of us are paying the price.
Reining in those overdraft fees has spread that cost among a much wider swath of banking customers.
For example, he says only 39% of all checking accounts are free today. 3 years ago, it was 76%. McBride says banks risk driving away the customers they can least afford to lose as dissatisfaction keeps rising.
It's highest for highest income households, and those are the most profitable customers that banks have.
So you may have noticed they've been offering sweeteners, mobile check deposit, and lots of other new features.
Paying with your smartphone instead of cash. That's a step forward.
Ad McBride suggests banks are sensitive to customer frustration in other ways.
We have seen a commensurate increase in fee waivers. Oftentimes something as simple as direct deposit is enough to get the fee waived.
Also on the rise, the number of customers who find it's worth shopping around. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, 0.5% down in Tokyo. Same story right now in London and Frankfurt. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 17 points to close at 13,579.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
We all know dogs have a great sense of smell, which is why police use them to find drugs and bombs. Well, some dogs also have an uncanny ability to detect drops in blood sugar even before their diabetic owners pick up on it. And now, diabetic alert dogs, as they're called, are going for as much as $20,000 apiece. Blake Farmer of Station WPLN has the story.
Good boy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Good boy. Teddy is a lanky lab mix with no pedigree. His owners got him from the pound. Now they're part of a pilot class on a farm outside Nashville. 9-year-old Leo holds cotton balls in each fist. One was soaked in his mouth during a recent blood sugar low.
So when he smells a scent that's running through my body, kind of, then he knows that he's going to get, like, a treat. Good boy, Teddy. Good boy.
Teddy picks the correct hand. He still has work to do on the signal he'll give when he catches that whiff for real. Then he'll learn to wake Leo up if he's sleeping through a drop in glucose levels. Type 1 diabetics can become desensitized to the feeling of a crash coming on. 1 in 20 dies from sudden blood sugar swings, keeping parents like Steve Mackey on guard.
And there are times when we'll go in the middle of the night.
Mackey knew about alert dogs, but also knew he couldn't afford one. Now, train-your-own programs like this one have popped up. One in Seattle relies almost entirely on a series of YouTube videos. Training Teddy will run hundreds instead of thousands of dollars.
If it can work, and it feels like it's really going to, it's such a relief. You know, it's not the answer, but it's such an easier way to deal with this kind of thing in your life.
No alert dog is a sure thing, even the most expensive. A family in Texas has sued a breeder over a bum alert dog, and prosecutors in Missouri have stepped in another case. Outside Nashville, head trainer Melanie Del Villaggio says no dog can be ready for the real world in a 10-week course.
They have a start, but they have a long ways to go.
After all, these are diabetes alert dogs on a budget. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
And finally, with corn prices high, farmers are looking for ways to cut the cost of feeding cattle. And one farmer in northern Indiana has turned to candy. He's feeding his cows ice cream sprinkles to give them the starch they need. And I'm just getting word that the cows at the neighboring farm have asked their mom if they can sleep over. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.